On a recent Saturday morning, Moms Demand Action rallied around a dozen Democratic candidates who shared their goal, putting more restrictions on gun ownership. One was Attorney General nominee Kathy Jennings.
Delaware has been able, through the hard work of many legislators, some of whom are here today, been able to pass sensible gun safety measures, but we are not there yet. And we can only end this violence if we all work together to change the makeup of our legislature and the makeup of the leaders in our state.
Sarah Stowens heads the group's Delaware chapter. She said she wasn't disappointed with the failure of some parts of Carney's agenda. Instead, she has volunteers across the state working to elect legislators who will pass those measures.
We are a nonpartisan group. We have Republicans and Democrats who have earned distinction statewide and nationally. We canvass, we phone bank, we show up at events. We just really want to support people who want to support common sense legislation.
Mitch Denham of Delaware Gun Rights says his group has the same mission. He says the Facebook group he started has 23,000 members who want sensible laws that don't infringe on residents' constitutional right to bear arms. Denham thinks many Carney initiatives have gone too far, so he's using social media to rally the faithful for Election Day.
We're trying to help people pick candidates and help people get out to vote, helping some of the candidates with their elections as far as getting the people out to help them door knock and man the polls. We're trying to get as involved as we can get, so that we can help influence legislative hall so we don't all got to use our vacation days next year standing outside the building.
Denham stressed that he and fellow members aren't automatically against all gun control legislation.
I'm not mad about the bump stock thing. Most actual shooters, people that shoot targets or shoot for hunting or shoot for competition, they don't own one. It's a novelty item. It's like a joy buzzer or a whoopee cushion.
Regardless of how the elections turn out, the debates over guns will soon resume in the General Assembly. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.